Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
So it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing. Currency chasing worldwide through the hard times. Worrying faces. Shed tears as we bury brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it. Brother got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on the blind to a broken man dream. Some hard lesson. Cold cases keep them guessing. Plea bargain ain't an option now. So I'm stressed. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the scene. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in LA on bail. My people say,
to live and die in LA, the place to be.
To live and die in LA. In constant danger, South Central LA can't get no stranger. Full of drama like a soap opera. On the curb, watching the ghetto bird helicopters. I observe so many homies getting three strikes, tossed to jail. Swear to pin right across from hell. I can't cry cause it's home now. I'm just a player on his own now. Living life thug style, so I can't smile. Writing to my loved ones, sending them pictures. Thinking Cali just sun and switches. Better learn about the dress code, B's and C's. All the motherfuckers copycats, these is G's. I love Cali like I love women. Cause every brother in LA got a little bit of thug in them. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this, we'll tear the roof off this piss. To live and die in LA.
To live and die in LA. The place to be.
To live and die in LA. Sets again, Pete Wilson trying to see us all broke. I'm on some madness, out for everything they owe. Remember K-Day, Weekends, Crenshaw, MLK. Automatics rain free, guess we lost our way. Gang signs being shown, brother love your hood. But recognizing it's all good. So where my G's at, brothers getting churned out. Snoop Dogg in the double law, permed out. M.O.B. Big Sug got the low-low, bounce and turn. Dog pound in the Lex, more amounts to earn. I got some watch players with me, OFTP. They bought some food, but I'm cool, left the rest for me. I got neck bone, hair on, bunchy too. Big rock, plus straight, so this one's for you. I hit the studio, drop a jewel, hoping it peck. Live my life, watching time fly, to live and die in LA.
Listening to WMFO. WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is the Paranormal Playground sounds, and this is your host, the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlinite. Woo! Yes. We've got a magical show today. I've got a pleasant surprise for you, and I wish you all could see what I was wearing, what I'm wearing on my head. It's an awesome winter hat, but it's like a monster. I think it's like, it's an actual theme from probably a kid's, from a kid's movie, but I don't know what it is because I don't know these new kid movies that come out. I'm old school Disney. I don't know any of these Pixar films. So, yeah, it's actually a lot. It's extremely funny. It's like, it looks like, I don't know, but it just looks like it has horns on it. And my sister called me Centaur the other day. I was like, of course I look like Centaur. Great. But anyways, good morning, everybody. Happy afternoon, Paranormal Playground, psychic fun. Open up your hearts and let all your spirit family come in. Yes, this is all about the spirit world. And I've got lots to share. And we're just going to have fun this hour. No meditation. Just don't feel like it. You know, whatever. Just do whatever spirit feels. Today, we're just going to do some music. But I promised all of you that I'm actually going to be doing a live beat. And I'm so excited! I'm really, really excited. You're going to want to listen this whole hour and wait for this. It's a surprise. It's a beat that was channeled by Bruce Lee's spirit. And it was inspired by the movie Enter the Dragon. And it's called the Shaolin number 13. Shaolin commandment number 13. And I'm going to play this shortly after I'm going to play a couple of more tunes for you. It's funny. I'm going to play a song called the Beach Boys Transcendental Meditation. Of course, Beach Boys have a song called Transcendental Meditation. I'm going to put some of that stuff on. And that you got to listen to some Tupac, To Live and Die in L.A. I had to put Tupac on. I need to start doing it annually like I do the Beach Boys. Oh, God, it's so good. He's so good. He's great. Of course, a very beloved spirit that I talk to regularly. And you're not going to believe who will not stop talking to me. You're not going to believe this. Elvis is in the building, okay? Remember last week when I was talking about how there are certain artists I don't like, and that's probably what blocks me from speaking to them. After I was just like, okay, I'm going to take away that block, you know, Kurt Cobain started coming in. I played his music, and then I was just talking about Elvis, and lo and behold, I've got stories every single day since that day. Somebody's been talking about how they've had this connection with Elvis. And literally when I went home that day, someone I did a reading for, they were like, there was some paranormal activity going on basically in her home. And literally this was the day after the radio show last week when I got home, and she messages me and she shows me someone knocked a shelf over, like, spirit in the house, and they knocked over they have a little Elvis gnome. They broke the Elvis gnome head, and I was just like, what? And she showed me it, the evidence, and I was like, listen, I was just talking about Elvis on my radio show today, so that's not an accident. Oh my God, that's crazy. It's not though, it's really good. It's been a really good week. I hope your week was good, and I'd like to report that my week was amazing, just because it's good to talk about those things. It's good to talk about the good things. We only talk about, you know, and we're so used to in society, in human society, just talking about the negativity and what's not going right. Let's have a party about what's going right. And so basically everything's going right. Just making music, doing readings, having wonderful dreams. I had dreams with spirit animals coming in. I just really feeling loved. I just had all these wonderful synchronicities happening where it was just spirit after spirit. And I had so many angels in my dreams. I can't think of the last time I had so many angels come to me at once. And I'm really tapped in. It was nuts. Like, I was just like, I was in the music store the other day, and the music guy was telling me, he's like, wow, you're really tapped into something. I can feel it. And I was just like, in my head, I was kind of in shock because I was like, how does he know? But then it's like, no, of course he knows. He can feel it. And he's like, yeah, I'm tapping into so many different dimensions right now. And it's great. And it's great to have Bruce Lee Spirit here. So, oh God, you gotta love it. You got to love it. I mean, it's fun. It's the paranormal playground. It's beautiful. It's magic. It's happening. You know, it's God. It's spirit. It's the sun. It's the moon. It's the earth. It's just everything we could possibly want and possibly imagine. I love it. I love this morning, and I think it's beautiful out. I think it's absolutely amazing. Please enjoy the day. Please enjoy whatever you're doing. I just had such a beautiful, blessed, magical morning, and I hope you continue to do that. Despite it being, you know, dreary, it's not. It's beautiful. It's just like, it's like a revelation. And speaking of revelations, actually, speaking of revelations, I started doing Sunday service. So please check out Sunday service, and you can see my videos live if you friend me on Facebook. Find me, Mariah Merlin, the Boston Medium. And I do my own sermons. I'm a reverend. I'm a preacher, actually. And I ordained myself by the cosmos, and I do it every Sunday, and it's just whatever message that needs to come in that day, and it's my own church. It's my own church of the cosmos, and it's so much fun. So basically my point is, ever since I've been doing it, this is like I've just been on this another level. So that's another reason why it's so important to follow the spiritual flow, the spiritual growth, and everything that comes in between. Just keep doing it. So I had a lot of awesome music, you know, I've been listening to, you know, new ones, old things that come up. And this is actually a really old one. No, it's not actually a really old one, but wow, 11 years ago? That's when this movie came out. Remember the movie Juno? And she's pregnant and she's like a teenager. Yeah, it's like, it's an awesome movie. Off the soundtrack, it's this song called So Nice, So Smart by this girl named Kimya Dawson. And I've always loved this song. It's always just so unique. It's a really nice acoustic. It's simple, but it's very complex. And I love it. So I wanted to play this for you, actually, if you haven't been able to hear this. And oddly enough, I really wanted to play Eminem and D12, Purple Hills. Purple Pills. I mean, you know, the radio edit version, but that's later. But here's Kimya Dawson with So Nice, So Smart.
Quiet as a mouse when I snuck into your house and took roofies with your spouse in a knit and out a louse. Lice are lousy all the time. They suck your blood, drink your wine, say shut up and quit your cry. Give it time and you'll be fine. You're so nice and you're so smart. You're such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you, then I'll tear your world apart. Just pretend I didn't tear your world apart. I like boys with with strong convictions and convicts with perfect diction. Underdogs with good intentions, amputees with stamp collections. Plywood skin boards ride the ocean, salty noses, suntan lotion. Always seriously joking and rambunctiously soft-spoken. I like boys that like their mothers, and I have a thing for brothers. But they always wait till we're under the covers. Sam sure glad we're not lovers. Such a good friend, I have to break your heart. I'll tell you that I love you, then I'll tear your world apart. Just pretend I didn't tear your world apart. I like my new bunny suit. I like my new bunny suit. I like my new bunny suit. When I wear it, I feel cute. Thank you.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling the walk and a giggling the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. It is your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Oh my God. See, and this is, again, I wish you guys could see my hat that I'm wearing. It's like a horn, and it's my new favorite thing. And actually, when I was buying it from the thrift store, my friend was like, are you seriously going to wear that? I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to wear this. So anyways, before I get into this, you're all going to be able to actually hear this beat live because I'm going to play it live. And I just really wanted to run through quick about understanding what's going on with this beat. Like, so this is what I like, this is like a healing beat, and it's something that I created from Bruce Lee spirit. And what was happening was I had this meditation and Bruce Lee spirit came to me, and this is in the midst of me, you know, I was just continuously in my higher education of continuing. I opened up to Buddhism, and when I did, his spirit came to me and he basically told me, okay, I'm going to be teaching you, and we're going to be having these one-on-one teaching sessions with each other. And it was crazy. It was just so vivid. The vision and how I saw Bruce Lee's spirit was just so vivid. And it's like, you know, and it's just like talking about this, like, unless you're able to see this, it was amazing. So I want to, basically, he's helping me to merge Buddhism with mediumship. So, you know, and long story short. But anyways, let's get into this. And so I want you all to be able to hear this. And so how do I switch this? Okay. Hang tight, everybody. Okay. So ready? We are going live with this. Okay. Whoo! Here we go.
I see your talents have gone beyond the mere physical level. Your skills are now at the point of spiritual insight. I have several questions. What is the highest technique you hope to achieve?
To have no technique.
Very good. What are your thoughts when facing an opponent?
There is no opponent.
Then why is that?
Because the word I does not exist.
So, continue.
A good fight should be like a small play, but played seriously. A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready. Not thinking yet, not dreaming. Ready for whatever may come. When the opponent expands, I contract. When he contracts, I expand. When there is an opportunity, I do not hit. It hits all by itself.
Now, you must remember, the enemy has only images and illusions. Behind which he hides his true motives. Destroy the image, and he will break the enemy. The hit that you refer to is a powerful weapon, easily misused by the martial artist who deserts his vows. For centuries now, the code of the Shaolin Temple has been preserved. Remember, the honor of our brotherhood has been held true. Tell me now, the Shaolin Commandment number 13.
A martial artist has to take responsibility for himself and to accept the consequences of his own doing.
Ashamed to tell you now, among all the Shaolin men I have taught, there is one who has turned the ways of knowledge and strength to his own base ends. He has perverted all we held sacred. Is Han, defiance of all our beliefs. He has brought disgrace to the Shaolin Temple. So, it is now for you to reclaim our lost honor.
Yes, I understand.
There is a man here. You will go to him.
Enjoyed it. Oh my god, I love it so much. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my beat produced by Bruce Lee. I am overjoyed, overexcited that does just happen, and I'm gonna be on for another hour. You got it. You got more. Spirit wants more. We got it. It was just in. We're on for another hour. I love you guys so much. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM.
She wore blue. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May her tender sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly. Feeling the rapture grow. Like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet. There'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
Give you my number. I only give you my seat. investigation, I break down.
Out of college, money spent, see no future, pay no rent. All the money's gone, nowhere to go. Any jobber got the sack. Monday morning, turn it back.
Thank you. dirty one, Maxwell stands alone. Painting testimonial pictures, oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so. From behind.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer made sure that he was dead. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hello, it is the Boston Medium here, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Taft, Freeport Radio. Oh my God, I am so excited. We got some Beatles, Maxwell Silver Hammer, and You Never Give Me Your Money from the Abbey Road album. How to play that, of course. Let's get into our PSA. Don't drink and drive, PSA. If you're under the influence of any or anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel or of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio. You've got me until 3. How do you like that? I'm here till 3, okay? I'm excited. You're excited. We're excited. We're all excited. I might do the meditation. I'm not sticking to meditation. Wow. Can we just talk about how when I played the Bruce Lee's beat, I just was notified that I'm basically able to stay here till 3. Oh, oh, oh! Is that's Bruce Lee's spirit was like, girl, I got you. Bruce Lee was like, oh, you learning the Shaolin way. You learning the 13th, Shaolin 13th commandment. You learning the way. And I was like, yeah, oh, Shaolin, Kung Fu, I do it. I know it. Okay. And any hoozles, if you've ever seen Enter the Dragon, that was the dialogue that was basically the beginning of the fight scene, after the fight scene in the first scene. Go see Enter the Dragon. It is a cult classic. If you have not, if you've heard the dialogue, oh my God, absolutely genius. Absolutely. I love you, Bruce Lee. I love him. Anyone who is a Bruce Lee fanatic, I hope you're understanding exactly where I'm coming from. I really do. oh my God, you've got me. I've got you. We're here. How is this? Oh, okay. That's how you move the mic. Okay. Dysfunctions going on there. So I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited because I get to play more crazy songs and crazy music. Did you hear that? There was the Beach Boys, Transcendental Meditation, and then, you know, swinging it over with the Abbey Road. It was great. It's great. I'm in the mood for some reason. Like, it's weird. I want to play King Crimson. I can't even talk. What I meant to say, Crimson King. That's what I was trying to say, and I failed miserably. I did. Stay tuned, please. Stay tuned. You got me here. You have me here for another hour, so. Isn't it so exciting? I love you. I love you, universe. I love you, Bruce Lee. I love it. See, this is what happens when you talk to spirit and you believe. They come and they give you gifts, man. So this is exactly what it's about. It's about expressing the gratitude and expressing the love. Here is King Crimson within Court of the Crimson King. Thank you.
Just the chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Ooh.
This is the Boston Medium, Mariah Merlin Knight, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, yeah. The Boston Medium. Oh, yeah. You got me for another hour. I hope you are excited. That's just how it works. That's just how it goes in the spirit realm. In the spirit world. I'm so excited. I'm just so happy. And, you know, I love it. I love doing this. I love being here. The highlight of my week. Talking about spirit, doing supernatural things, just being creative. Being creative with music and sound and in the spirit world. And that's what it's all about. It's all about that. And playing some dope tunes. I got some dope tunes. All right. Yes. Oh, yes. So I, the other day, I was just like, D12, come on. My generation, you grew up with Eminem. You growing up with D12. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Proof. Okay. Dude, D12 is so sick. I mean, they're still sick. It's just, that album, Devil's Night Out. Get it, download it, stream that stuff, Devil's Night Out. I'm gonna play an old throwback, okay? I'm gonna play Purple Hills, and it is the clean version. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some D12.
So many places, I've seen so many faces, but nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills. I've climbed the highest mountain, once or twice, but who's counting? But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills.
Cool, calm, it's like my mom with a couple of lawsuits inside her palm. It's Mr. Mischief with a trick up his sleeve. Pull up on you like Christopher Reeves. I can't describe the vibe I get when I drive by six people and five I hit. Oh, I started a marsh pit, squashed the chicken, lost the foster kids. This room makes me hallucinate. Then I sweat till I start losing weight. Till I see dumb shit start happening. Dumber than Vanilla Ice trying to rap again. So bounce, bounce, come on, bounce. Say, come on, bounce. Everybody in the house doing mass amounts. To the women in the thongs, what they out. We don't want, better ask around. D12 throws the bomb, it's bash in town. Bizarre, your mom is crashing out. Help me get her on the couch before she passes out. Come on.
Dump that, someone help the nine. He's upstairs wrestling with Elton John.
Hey, Vine, you see me stepping on these leprechauns?
It gotta be Tums, the X-Lax is gone.
Yeah, I took them all gone with some Parmesan, and I think my arm is gone.
Y'all's probably numb, young, dumb, and full of and I think he about to swallow his tongue.
Scary. Was a false alarm. You think about to die when I just got on?
Well, stop acting stupid. You so high that you might wake up with a guy on some new.
Yeah, I think I did too much. I think I got the runs. Rolex, Pepto, and Tums. Watch out, here it comes.
I've been so many places. I've seen so many faces. But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills. I've climbed the highest mountain. Once or twice, but who's counting? But nothing compares to these blue and yellow purple hills.
30 dozen, 80 of us, shady brothers, ladies, lovers. That's why our baby mothers love us, but they hate each other. They probably wanna take each other out and date each other. That's something, I don't know.
Two hills, one still to walk. Snort two lines that were filled with chalk. Thought I was incredible and killed a hawk. I wanna roll away like a rollerblade until my eyes roll back and my skull for days. And when I'm old and gray, I'ma go for broke. No okie doke, I'm packing my nose with soap. Am I supposed to?